Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs at Public Access Channel number 6 on your television set entitled Searching the Scriptures. Sometimes that program does not come in as it should, but all of our things are on the website, so all the TV programs are there that you can download if you want to look at them on the website. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. Only desire is to show your need for God in your life and have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are continuing our series this morning on the subject of sin. We are looking at the second part and the final part of our subject, sins of omission. Sins of omission are also sins of rebellion. Some just simply rebel against God's word. This is resistance to God's authority. We see an example of this by the Jews in Acts chapter 7, verse 51, when Stephen accused them of resisting the Holy Spirit. In verse 51 it says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, whom you now have become betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it." You see, they were in rebellion. They were rebelling against God's authority. By rejecting the prophets that God sent to them, they were in rebellion against His authority. In Colossians chapter 3, and verse number 17, the scripture says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God of the Father through Him." That means by His will, by His authority. We must not rebel against the authority of Christ. This kind of sin is a willful sin against God. What does one do when they could do God's will and won't? Well, let's read it for ourselves in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verse 24 through 26. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. "And let us consider one another in order to stir up the love and good works. For not forsaking the assembling of yourself together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no longer a sacrifice for sin." When we openly rebel by refusing to do what God has demanded or called upon us to do, then we are in rebellion and we have committed a sin of omission. We failed to do something that God has told us to do. Will we escape such conduct? Not according to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 3. "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which was first spoken by the Lord and confirmed to us by those who heard Him?" No, we can't escape. If one is in outright rebellion against God, he cannot escape the condemnation of God. A rebellious child was put to death under the law of Moses because that was a violation of the law. Those disobedient to parents are part of those who do not have God in their mind, according to Romans chapter 1, verse number 28. In Romans chapter 1, and verse number 28, Scripture says, "And even though they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to those things that were not fitting, being filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-minded. They are whisperers, backbiters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undeserving, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, and unmerciful." This is the character of those who do not have God in their heart or in their mind. And sins of omission is a sin of rebellion. What about fear? Fear can to us, omit things in our life. Peter omitted the truth concerning his relationship with Christ. He was told that he would deny Jesus 3 times before the cock crowed. He denied that he would do that. But in Matthew 26, 69 through 75, in fearing for his own life, when he was in the place of the enemy, those who have taken Christ and were going to crucify him, fearing for his own life, he omitted to be faithful to God and to confess Christ as his Savior. And therefore, fear caused him to sin. He withdrew himself from the Gentiles. We see this was a sin that Peter made that even the Apostle Paul rebuked him to his face. In Galatians 2, 11 through 14, it says, "Now when Peter had come into Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to blame. For before certain men from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those that were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, 'If you, being a Jew, lived in the manner of the Gentiles, and not as the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as the Jews?'" You see, he was confronted. He let his fear of what the Jews would think of his actions, eating with the Gentiles, to cause him to separate and become a hypocrite. And he was rebuked for it. We could give into the thinking of the world for fear of losing our earthly friends. James chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Friendship with the world is enmity with God." Give in to doctrinal error because of fear. How? Some preachers are guilty of this. Why? They fear of losing their paycheck. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still seek to please man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." And you see, some people will compromise in order to keep everybody happy. They don't want to lose their friends. They don't want to lose their esteem. They don't want to lose their good name or their reputation or their meetings that they have scheduled. And so what do? They give in and they compromise the truth. Or they fail to do what they're called upon to do, and that's a sinful omission. Brethren are afraid to be branded as a troublemaker for standing on the principles of truth. We omit things to keep peace and friendships in place. Such actions are cowardly, according to Romans chapter 3 and verse number 4. Brethren are being used today who openly teach error on truth because they were used in the past. But 2 John verse 9 through 11 tells us to have no fellowship with those who do not teach the doctrine of Christ and go beyond the doctrine of Christ. What we had better fear is not what men think, not what men could do, what attitude men might have towards us, but we better fear God more than we fear them. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus made this very statement. In Matthew the 10th chapter, verse number 28, the Bible says, "And do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." We better fear God and not men. We had better fear God more than men because he can carry out his punishment that he said he would do to the unfaithful. Churches of brethren who will admit the truth are a danger to the Lord's church. They become an enemy. Sins of omission do affect our service towards God. We can read this in Revelation 2 verse 10, if we don't remain faithful unto death. They do affect our salvation. We never have to grow weary in well-doing, so we will reap if we faint not, Galatians 6, 9. And we need to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15, 58. So fear, while it could be a good thing, but if it would cause us to omit things that God has called upon us to do and commanded for us to do, then it is sin. Sins of omission are presumptuous sins. Those who omit things from God's word are presumptuous. This word is defined as shameless and irreverent and daring. We make ourselves a judge of God's word. We determine what is important and what's not important. As we read in Proverbs 6, 16 and 17, God hates pride and arrogance. Prophet Isaiah wrote that in Isaiah 13, verse 11. This is a great sin according to David, in Psalms chapter 19 and verse number 13. In Psalms chapter 19 and verse number 13, Psalmist David wrote in the 13th verse, he said, "Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and shall be innocent of great transgression." Notice, he said, great transgression. In Psalms 119, verse 6, "Then I would be ashamed when I looked at your commandments." We need to not believe that one sin is not as bad as another. All sin is against God. We need to have reverence for God, and it requires us to obey His word. Israel was destroyed before this terrible sin. Read Leviticus 26, 15 through 18. She was irreverent because she did not obey God's word. Notice Israel omitted only part of what God required and obeyed the rest. But can we pick and choose what we will obey? No, they couldn't, and they were placed in captivity. James 2, verse 10 says, "Whoever is guilty of part is guilty of whole." This is still not acceptable conduct today. We must avoid these sins of omission. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only, James 1, 22. What can we learn from Hebrews 11? Faith causes us to do what? The elders obtained a good report, verse 2. Abel offered a better sacrifice, verse 4. Noah built the ark in fear, in verse 7. Abraham left his home, in verse 8. Isaac blessed Jacob, in verse 8. And Moses forsook Egypt and the life of ease, in verse 25 through 27. Without active faith, impossible to please God, in verse 6. We need to be busy in His business, not in our own business. Read Luke 2, 46. We need to be bearing fruit for His cause, as we read in John, the 15th chapter. We need to be patient in well-doing, according to Romans 2 and verse 7. And we need never to grow weary, as we just read in Galatians 6 and verse 9. One must love God more than he loves anything else, and he must not compromise that love, according to Matthew 22, 37 through 40, by the words of Jesus himself. His work is not burdensome, according to 1 John 5, verse 3. One seeking to serve him will not look at ways to get around anything, not to do enough to get by with, but we will be active in the Lord's kingdom. What about it, dear friend, dear listener? Are you guilty of this type of sin? From what I observe in the Lord's church today, and from many of my religious friends, which will be lost on the day of reckoning if they don't make some changes, will not be for what they did, but what they left undone. We must find time for God, and we must know what His will is in our lives so we don't leave anything out. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, which we all will, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, we don't want to say, "I didn't know that," or "I did not get around to doing that." That will be a sin of omission, and that will separate us from God. Dear listener, the sin of omission is a failure to carry out your duty and responsibility to God when you know that He has given it to you. It is not so much that people are going to be lost for what they did in open rebellion against God. They're also going to be lost for all the things that they should have done, knew they could have done, but never found the time to do it. Please try to avoid sins of omission. Thank you for listening today. We hope you tune in again next Lord's Day as we continue looking at the doctrine of sin. Please come and worship with us today. Have a blessed day.